This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And briefly, a Verizon glitch. We return to the Schottenstein Center. You missed nothing. Erica Huber was just fouled after the Anna timeout, after Centric called one. Erica Huber just drilled two more free throws to give Anna a 19-point lead, 58-39. Then Afrocentric comes back down the floor in a hurry. Driving shot by Sierra Harley is in off the window as she angled toward the basket from the left wing. Threw in an eight-footer. Anna takes a timeout once more, up 17 with 4:53 to go here in the state championship game. The Rockets bidding for state title number two in three seasons on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Well, we're back at the shot where Anna leads, set by 17 over Afrocentric with 4:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna in the driver's seat for their second straight, or their second state title in the last 3 years. Oh, Chuck, Anna is in big time business now. Afrocentric does not like to shoot the three, reluctant to do it, forced though now, and they have not come close.
No, I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier when they were getting, it was still a game and they were going to the basket. You need to sag, stop their cuts to the basket and make them shoot the basketball. And you're seeing right now they don't do that very well.
Johnson did make a three against Beverly Fort Fry in the state semifinal. Marks also sank one. They were 2 of 6 from three-point land in that game. But this club for the season has shot it at only about a 30% clip. So Anna will take its chances against Afrocentric, probably continue to sag until the Nubians hit one or two. Here's Anna up the floor. Avery Benjamin dribbles into the left corner, knocked away by the Nubians,
wow,
who steal, but they are out of bounds. That's a break for Anna.
It is, because Avery Benjamin just ran right out of bounds after the steal, and they gave the ball to Anna.
Anna's lead is 17 points, 58-41. It was 17 at the end of three. Here is Huber out high, goes to Benjamin, foul line. Kayla back on the floor with four fouls. Hand off to Huber, 35 feet away. Afrocentric's going to have to foul. Left side to Avery. Avery to Huber, high post billing, and a reach around slap down foul committed by Jones of the Nubians with 4:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Well, the Rockets jumped out to a quick 14-10 lead after one, spurted to a 13-point lead at halftime after a 19-10 second quarter. And once the Nubians got it to 8, but never closer here in the second half. And Natalie Billick is pitching in free throws now.
She is, and I tell you, her form is so much more solid now than it was early.
What an improvement by Anna at the stripe since the state title game a year ago, when Anna was only 19 of 37 in that game. Natalie Billick has just flipped in two more to make it a 60-41 game. Rockets now, what, 80-some percent at the stripe?
Yeah, they were 16 of 20, and now they are 22 of 26.
Down low on the right, it's Hill with a baby jumper. No good. Got the rebound back, and then she missed another one. Rebound to Billing, who's mugged over the shoulder by Hill, and it's called a jump. Arrow keeps it with the Nubians.
They both had the ball. Hill being so much bigger, Natalie tried to pull the ball and it brought Hill over top of her. I'm not sure that wasn't a bad, that was a bad call.
Here's the ball inbounded to Parks. Parks in the right corner for Afrocentric. A little baseline drive, cuts toward the rim, lays it up on the iron, no good. And we've got a tie up on the rebound. Anna gets this one. For the Anna Rockets, have played sensationally here in the tournament trail. 47-44, 3-point sectional triumph win over Versailles.
Yeah, when your toughest game in the tournament is your sectional final, that means you got a pretty tough sectional.
And since that point in time, Anna has breezed. Here's Huber down the floor. Low on the left to Billing. Clawed away by the Nubians who steal. Outlet to Stith. Stith to the trailer. Seward. High arching three. It is in and out, no good. It rattled. Rebound by Billing. Billing called for throwing an elbow.
She turned and she caught her right in the face. And not that that's a great call, but it is the correct call because that's in the rule book.
We're down to 3:51 to go in the fourth, and an Afrocentric player is shaken up. Head coach Jack Billing for the Rockets calls his team over. Just under four left. The Rockets with a 19-point lead and his biggest. The Rockets have exploded here today en route to state championship number two in 3 years, barring a miraculous turn of events. And the Afrocentric player must leave the game. I'd like to remind you about Trimworks, Inc. in Anna, specializing in quality staining and painting of interior doors, trim, and installation. Nothing too big or too small. If you lack an imagination, no problem. Trimworks will design your space for you. Serving the Miami Valley for 20 years, from homeowners to contractors to major corporations. The work done by Trimworks is executed at a high quality level. Call David Denise Jones today at Trimworks Inc. in Anna. Let them show you what they can do for you. 604-5605. Trimworks, specializing in extremely high-quality trim work. The trim work specialists in Anna. Hope the Anna Rockets get a timeout after the Nubians threw it out of bounds following the offensive foul against Billing. We're all the way down to 3:25 to go. Anna up 19 en route to a state title, the second in 3 years on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North West State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Anna up 19. Under 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Avery Benzman inbounds to Huber. Huber on a drive around Hill, who deflects it out of bounds.
She's got a lot of block shots today.
Oh, she sure does. She's got probably as many as Biting and Seifter had combined yesterday.
Probably, yeah. She's and everybody around her is so small on her team, it just makes her look like a giant.
Baseline left, Huber inbounds for Anna, looking for Billing, not there. To Avery on the arc. Player sneaks up from behind for the Nubians. A double team, nearly a steal. Down to Huber. She's sandwiched by two players. Make it three. Cross court to Billing. Open! Good! And she's decked. Hold it! Plus one. And that's a capper right there. That'll seal the deal.
That was all Erica Huber right there. She took the basketball, took it down, threw the defense, found Billing all by herself on the block. Threw three people.
Anna up 21, 3 minutes away, state championship, Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Professional experience and superb customer service make the difference at U.S. Bank.
My staff has a combined total of 133 years of experience.
Wow.
With U.S. Bank, so that's amazing.
Diane Magato manages the U.S. Bank branch in Fort Loramie.
And so we just want to let everyone know, if you have a financial need, please come to us. We will find a solution.
At U.S. Bank's 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, you, our customers, come first.
Our customers stay with us at U.S. Bank. Their experience is positive. They spread the word. And we attract new customers who become satisfied, too.
Karen Schmidtmeyer manages Minster's branch.
At U.S. Bank, we can meet any financial needs you might have, whether it's checking, loans, business banking, or investment services.
The downtown Sydney office of U.S. Bank is led by Scott Barr.
We at U.S. Bank take great pride in the community we serve.
All of us serving you, U.S. Bank, on the web at usbank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rocket fans on their feet. Natalie Billings, who just cashed in on the hoop after a fine dish off from Erica Huber. Natalie was fouled. She toes the stripe and drains it. And Anna's lead is 22, 63-41. Deep in the left corner with the ball is Parks. Parks for the Nubians. On top to Harley. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Stith. Lobs it across the lane to Hill at 6-2. Turning, fading, 10-footer short. Rebound on the deck. It squirts out. Dofsinger's got a shot at it. It's rolling away from Huber. Hill picks it up, hands to a teammate who drives and scores. Harley got the bucket. Afrocentric gets a timeout. 63-43, Anna up 20. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about Adam Tech Solutions, located in Anna near McCartyville on Route 119. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, and Adams Tech Solutions is at your service, supporting small businesses with PC and network repair, plus computer and network and remote management, along with custom builds, optimization, virus and spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, digital photos, videos, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, also specializing in the repair and service of mobile devices, including phones and handhelds, such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, at your service, 937-538-6948. On the web at Adams, A-D-A-M-S, TechSolutions.com. Reaching out to small businesses in the region with PC and network repair, network management, remote management. Adam Rice, at your service. Here we go. Anna up 20. 63-43. Inbounds pass lost by Anna. Stolen by Afrocentric. Here's a 5-foot turnaround shot in the lane. It is good. 4 straight points. Franks got the fielder. And Anna's 22-point lead is whittled to 18 with 2:29 to go. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Anna Rockets up 18, 2:20 left. Here's the ball thrown inbounds. Avery to Kayla. Kayla zips down the floor up the right side. And a foul called against the Nubians, who arrived late attempting to draw the charge. No dice. said the referee, and Caleb Edsman will get set to toe the charity stripe as a player for the Nubians fouls out, and head coach Jack Billing of Anna calls his team over for a quick huddle. Caleb Edsman with two free throws. Anna has been fantastic at the foul line here today. Free throw by Kayla, good. It didn't even move the netting. 64-45. Again, the biggest lead was 22 at 63-41. The lead now back up to 19. Second shot by Kayla. He spins the ball in her palms and hits one more.
25 of 29 as a team.
The Rockets coming back strong after nailing only 19 of 37 free throws in the state title a year ago, which cost them that championship, have responded with phenomenal free throw shooting here today. What'd you say, Chuck? 25 of 29. Wow. Anna Rockets shooting for state championship number two in the last 3 years. En route to it. In the lead by 20 points. Here's a drive by Seward. Seward skips through the lane, lays it up on the rim. It bounds off, no good. And we've got a player on the floor for the Nubians who fouled over the back. Anna will shoot fouls. And it could be a lengthy line of trips to the stripe over the last couple minutes of this game. And now the Anna Rockets out of the floor, beginning to high-five a little bit and celebrate as another starter for the Nubians is expelled with five personal fouls. Hubert about set to shoot for Anna. It's a double bonus. As the officials check with the scorer's table across the way. Many thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. on Chewy Drive in Anna, a superior reputation. Starting as a contractor years and years ago, Wells Brothers has expanded and is now eight separate divisions. Material flow solutions, process piping, industrial construction, including electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work at Wells Brothers, Inc., Chewy Drive in Anna. Erica Huber has calmly tossed in two more free throws. It seems like she's about, what, 13 for 14?
Well, she hasn't missed one, and she has 15 points in one basket.
Uncanny performance by Erica Huber, who just popped in a couple more at the stripe, and then the Nubians turn it over. Travel violation to her left. Anna's up at 22. 67-45. The Nubians did manage to take a 13-point deficit at halftime down to 8 in the first 3.5 minutes of the third period. But then since that point in time, Anna's been on a roll. Rockets have stretched it to 22. Here's Erica Huber gliding down the near side of the floor. Fouled again. And she is at the stripe once more. Who knows? She might be bearing down on a Division III state championship free throw shooting mark.
Anna has scored 147 points in their two games so far over here at Columbus.
Unbelievable. Free throw, Huber danced off the rim, no good. One little factoid that's quite interesting. Natalie Billing, Erica Huber, in 4 seasons as starters primarily, with this win today, will be 101-10. 101-10. Erica Huber, Natalie Billing. Combined records for those two young ladies who played 4 years for the Rockets, who lead by 20 after the Nubians get an inside shot from Hill in the lane, and then Anna brings it up the floor, stolen by Afrocentric, which turns it right back over at the timeline. 67-47, Anna by 20, 90 seconds to go as the Rockets will win state championship number 2 in the last 3 years. Here's Caleb Edsman, elbow in the right. Pitches off into the right corner to Watercutter, who's checked in. Emily Watercutter on the hardwood. To Chandler Benzman. To Huber. as the chase is on. Huber dribbling 30 feet out, challenged and fouled by Harley, who picks up one more personal. Sydney Riott coming in from across the way, as is, I think, Katie Niekamp, too. Yep. Erica Huber at the free throw line for Anna. Double bonus. Boy, Anna got into the one and one early in the third, and the double bonus right near the end of the third or start of the fourth. Kayla Desmond gets congrats from teammates as she leads. Also off the floor is Chandler Desmond. Natalie Billing, too. Huber's in and out of the second free throw after the first was short. She proved she's human.
She proved that the game's over and it took some of the attention away.
Here's a long three-point try, bumped up there by Seward of Afrocentric. It hits the rim twice, no good. The rebound comes off to Kelly Amon for Anna, and a tie-up occurs. Afrocentric ball, baseline right. Well, hopefully within 10, 12 minutes after this game is over, we can get a few words from Anna head coach Jack Billing. We made arrangements prior to the game for that to happen after state semis. Interviews are not permitted here at side court, but they are after state championship games because of the big break of time between the contests. Stiff just made a turnaround baseline J for the Nubians, and it's 67-49 with 26 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Amon to Huber. Huber to Niekamp in midcourt. The Rockets dribble it away. Huber's got the ball 40 feet out. Still pounding on the deck. 16, 15. Left side to Watercutter. Watercutter to Huber. Huber extricates herself out of trouble. Still hammers the ball to hardwood. The Rockets players faces display enormous smiles and tears. They're hugging each other. The Anna Rockets have done it once again. Second state title in 3 years. Jubilation on the floor. A sea of green and white in the cheering section across the way. On its feet in unison. The same for the section behind us. And the Anna Rockets have downed Columbus Afrocentric rather easily here today. 67-49 to win state championship number 2 in 3 years. We'll return to close out our presentation over the next 15 minutes or so when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Loramie offers residential and commercial services too. At Ruin Camp, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Loramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Loramie, 295-3631.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Dania Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows in 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media center.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGinc.com.
What a magnificent tourney run by the Anna Lady Rockets, who today disposed of Columbus Afrocentric by 18 points, 67-49. The biggest lead in that fourth quarter was 22. The Anna Rockets win by 18 today, topped Middletown Madison in the regional by 19, topped Miami East in the regional by 10, defeated Oroville by 21 points in a state semi, won a district championship game by 29. Any doubt, Chuck, as to who the best team in the state in girls Division III is?
No, and they might even be able to compete on Division II. They gave Dayton Carroll that. Dayton Carroll a run, and Dayton Carroll's a real good basketball team. And they did what they had to do today. They took care of the basketball. Bill got hers. Bill had 18 points and 19 points and 13 rebounds. She got hers, but Anna out-rebounded them by 11 for the game.
Wow.
Yeah, that's terrific. And they just, everybody, Erica Huber was 13 to 18 from the free throw line. They were 27 to 36. They shoot that last year, and they just won 3 in a row.
You're exactly right. They shot 36 this season. It made 27 of the 36 here today. Last year, the Rockets shot 37, made only 19, and that proved to be the difference, or you're exactly right. The Rockets would be celebrating 3 state championships in 3 years as opposed to 2. But I tell you what, the loss last year made this win today over Columbus Afrocentric a revenge contest, and made this state title, I think, even more rewarding after losing in the state title game a year ago.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And you look at another stat. Afrocentric shot the ball 25 more times than Anna and made one more basket.
Ooh, inefficient? Inefficient?
Yeah, we knew they could not shoot the ball really well from the outside. They were 0-10 shooting threes. Anna only took two threes, and I feel like that was the strength the other night when they played two. They didn't try to sit out there and launch threes. They only took two in the whole state in both games.
You know what's amazing, Chuck? I did not think Anna could play any better than it did in the regional in beating Miami East for a second time, rebounding to beat Middletown Madison in the regional after losing to the Mohawks in the regular season. I didn't think Anna could play better than that. My gosh.
They did
against Oroville, winning 80-59, and exceeded that performance, winning here today by 18 points over the defending state champs at Afrocentric.
Well, you know, I think the only team that I have seen that would give this Anna team a game is the Anna team from 2 years ago. And you know what? A lot of the girls were over there. I saw them, so maybe they can. They got some time in between. Let's throw them out there, put the white uniforms on one, and let's see what happens.
I think that comment is very apropos. Very well said. You're exactly right. Very conceivably, the only Division III team they could give this year's Anna squad a serious, serious challenge here in the state Final Four would be the Anna State Championship team from two seasons back. Very well put by Chuck McBee. But the Anna Rockets have lined up across the way and are receiving their individual state championship hardware at the moment. And then in a matter of seconds, the state championship trophy will be hoisted high by the Anna Lady Rockets. And again, I repeat, Natalie Billing and Erica Huber, some 111 games played in by those two young ladies at the varsity level, and they won 101 of them.
Yeah, that is amazing. That is just absolutely amazing.
Chuck, let's take one more quick one-minute break, then we will be back. As I cough and try to clear my throat, thanks for your patience. We're both fighting horrible colds, and all of this talking doesn't make it any better, but we are getting through it the best we can. It's been a real pleasure to have everyone out there join us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, one more game to go here today as Fort Laramie from Shelby County seeks a state championship against Berlin Island. It's not going to be easy. Berlin Island, a very tough opponent. That game will tip off around 5:30. We'll be on the air in the vicinity of 5 o'clock here on the web on scoresbroadcast.com. Scoresbroadcast.com. State championship trophy to be presented in a moment, back in a half minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
To tell you all about the oceans of lint-friendly options now available at Frisch's Big Boy, I've asked the one and only Frisch's Big Boy himself for a little musical accompaniment. Riding on the waves of flavor from the North Atlantic, Haddock Filet Dinner is back. Featuring premium whole-cut haddock, golden fried to flaky tender perfection. It's served with Frisch's famous tartar sauce and your choice of two sides, like onion rings, fries, or mac and cheese. Catch it while you can, because it's only here through Lent. The love for our legendary fish sandwich goes just as deep. Made with North Atlantic cod fillets, it's served with shredded lettuce and our famous tartar sauce on a white or rye bun or rye bread. The lures continue with the butterfly shrimp dinner, fish and chips, or tuna melt. Or head to the mainland for meatless masterpieces like grilled cheese or the salad bar. Join the tide of the hungry, seeking haddock, fish sandwich, and other Lent-friendly options at Frisch's Big Boy. Make them your favorite thing today.
Frisch's in Sydney, 2120 Michigan Avenue.
You know, Chuck, easy for me to say. It's amazing when you consider all the adversity this kind of team has gone through. Sickness, injuries, an ACL, a meniscus, players on the sideline at midseason hoping to get back for the tournament run. I'm talking about Rachel Knopfsinger and Chandler Benzman specifically. And Anna got as healthy as it could possibly be at tournament time, and it made a difference. This was an entire team effort. That is for sure.
Well, you know, sometimes and I've said this before, when you have some injuries, sometimes it even makes you better. And when Chandler Benzman went out, Chandler Blankenship came out of nowhere and became a good basketball player for them. Rachel Knopfsinger, when she got healthy, she got as big an ovation from this crowd when she was just introduced as Erica Huber did. Now, that's not something you thought you would have seen even 6 weeks ago.
Let's take a look at her individual scoring, Chuck. I know you put action by a couple players.
Clancy's is going to be having some Anna people there in the restaurant. You got Kayla Benzman led them with 21, 17 for Natalie Billing, and that was 15 of them in the second half. 15 points for Erica Huber, 8 points for Rachel Knopfsinger, 4 points for Avery Benzman, and 2 points for Kayla Blankenship. They scored 67 for the game. On the other side, Marley Hill had 19, and they got 10 each from Seward and Harley for their 49.
And Dr. Ross, the CEO of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, is making the announcement to the Anna crowd
that the Rockets are state champs in 2013, and he just made mention of the fact that the Rockets have been here 3 years in a row.
That's what my shirt says.
Yes. 80 wins and 6 setbacks in the last 3 seasons combined. That's just exactly what Commissioner Ross has just stated. And he is looking directly at the Anna Lady Rockets players on the floor. And now he salutes the crowd. A round of applause from the seas of green and white around the Schottenstein Center here in Columbus. Anna Rockets overcoming unbelievable adversity, getting healthy as the season progressed, and the Rockets were at their very best come tournament time. It is amazing when you consider in district, regional, and state play, the 5 victories for Anna, huge triumphs. Wipeouts, those games were one-sided without question. And here at the state tournament, the Rockets win by 21 and by 18. Head coach Jack Billick was introduced last, just minutes ago, and he got a rousing ovation. In 5 years as the mentor of the Anna program, by my count, he won 118 games and lost 16.
That's not bad.
No,
not bad at all. And a couple of state championships and a state runner-up. So
right.
You can add some. He's put some big trophies in the trophy case at Anna. That's for sure.
I think he was 16-7 in year one, and has steamrolled ever since.
A lot of teams that take 16-7
every year.
Exactly.
You may have heard it in the background, the formal presentation of the state championship trophy to the Anna Rockets. The green and white holding it up high as photo ops continue left and right. The Anna Rockets defeat Columbus Sanford Central by 18 points, 67-49, and take their second state title in 3 years. We'll return, hopefully, with head coach Jack Billing in a moment when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Loramie offers residential and commercial services too. At Ruin Camp, we provide trenching to install gas, water, and sanitary lines. We provide directional boring plus an underground camera to spot broken lines. We install basement drains and set up septic systems. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage on Dawson Road near Fort Loramie High School also meets your farm project needs. For free estimates, phone the best in the business. Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Loramie, 295-3631.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The Anarockets have defeated Columbus Afrocentric 67-49 to bring back to Shelby County a second state title in 3 years. And the Fort Laramie Redskins hope to get it done later on this afternoon against Berlin Island, too. We'll be on the air around 5 o'clock with our pregame before the Fort Laramie Berlin Island Division 4 girls state championship game. Anna winning here today by 18. Biggest lead was 22 in the fourth quarter. It was 13 at the half. The opponents from Afrocentric did trim it down to 8 at one point in the third, but then Anna stepped it back up again. It was a total team effort for sure. Kayla Benzman in the regional and state tourney had games of 24, 25, 26, and 21. Wow. She was fantastic. And Kayla Benzman, just a sophomore. Head coach Jack Billing of Anna doing some TV interviews, and I have had my fingers crossed that in a matter of seconds we'll be able to corral him for a short conversation. Anna Rocket crowd is witnessing some net trimming at both ends of the floor right now by the Rockets. Kayla Benzman just snipped a little bit of the rope. Kayla just snipped some rope off the rim just seconds ago. Here is head coach Jack Billing coming over courtside. Jack dons the headset and he pulls the mic down. Jack, tell you what, I'm not sure what the next coach at Anna is going to do for an encore.
Well, we got great support, great kids, and somebody will step in and get her done.
Marvelous job the last 5 years, by my unofficial count. I think 118 wins, 16 losses, something like that. Erica Huber, Natalie Billing, what, 101-10?
101 wins, I know.
101 wins, 10 losses in their four-year career with you guiding the show. But this was a total team effort today. Talk about the contributions from everyone.
Well, we thought going into the game, we didn't really know the matchups, if Hill was going to guard Natalie or what. And we thought today Kayla Benzman would have a big day. You know, we talked about it. Yeah. We said that and our kids don't care who has the big day. We set up a couple, three or four specials just for Kayla. You know, she's an athlete, and she can finish it to the other end strong. And we take what you give us. You know, if Erica steps up, she runs the point for us day in and day out. And nobody would score if we didn't have Erica Huber on the point. But
right,
she's just fantastic.
Yeah. Phenomenal distributor. And then late in the game, you got three or four great out-of-bounds plays, freeing Natalie up inside. And that broke the game wide open.
Well, we want to pound it to Kayla. Everybody's doubled down on Natalie all year. We want to give it to Kayla. Then after Kayla hits three or four or five out-of-bounds plays, we slip Natalie the opposite way. And usually we get that. We got one late when we needed it, and we thought that sealed the deal for us.
You won the state semifinal on Thursday, beat Orville. Then you worked out at the Hilliard Derby. And I tell you what, you must have continued to fine-tune the free throw shooting even further, because today at one point you were like 25 out of 29 or something like that. Sensational foul shooting, which wasn't so good a year ago in the state championship game. But you made amends here today.
Well, we wasn't so good all year long off and on. You know, working on it, and we just we changed some techniques and changed some form, and just told them. And I think Erica missed them three or four again. She just wanted me to remember that sometimes she could miss them. But down the tournament, around the big game, she hit all her free throws.
So we said on the air, she proved she was human. The pressure was off.
Yeah.
So she knew it really didn't matter too much at that point. Jack Billing, head coach of the Anna Rockets, second state title in girls division three in three seasons. Marvelous 5-year run as head coach of Anna by head coach Jack Billing. Finish off the interview here, highlighting the adversity this club went through over the course of this campaign. Illness, injuries, the starters, the subs. You really weren't whole until, well, the very end of the season come tournament time, if you were even at that point.
Yeah, we actually really never was, because we were starting to use Courtney Landis a little bit in the tournament run. And,
right.
And then she tore her ACL there at the end of the season with Rushi. But Rachel come in out of volleyball, was hurt a little bit. We had two concussions, two surgeries. You name it, we had it this year. So our kids just, they're a tight knit group, and they support each other, and they never give up, and they don't care who scores and who does what. The kids in practice, they come in. I got seven seniors, great leaders. They're the best of there is. They're the best of Walker Halls, best in, you know, they're great kids, and they come from great families. They're blue collar workers, and they showed that today on the floor.
Well, you could see the tremendous smiles on the faces of the Anna Lady Rockets when they hoisted that state championship trophy high. The beams were magnificent. They lit up the Schottenstein Center.
Yeah, that's we'd like to thank our fans, administration. They really support us, and it was great to work with them.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Jack Billing, head coach of the Anna Lady Rockets, who won the state title today, the second in 3 years, as Jack culminates a five-year run as the mentor of the Anna girls basketball program. The final score, 67-49. Our two Clancy's restaurant winners.
Oh, we got our two.
Oh, it could be the entire varsity who drinks.
It could be, and maybe the coaches and some of the fans too. So yeah, no, the Clancy's is going to Caleb Benzman, like you talked about, 21 points today. That was her lowest output in the last four games. 17 for Natalie Billing, 15 for Erica Huber, 8 for Rachel Knopfsinger. They are the Clancy's players of the game here in the state finals.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And Clancy's Restaurant features the most preferred breakfast in the Upper Miami Valley, too. Now a look ahead, brought to you by Huffer Chiropractic, your back experts, home of the Total Wellness Care coaching staff, Doctors Huffer, Hartle, and Elsoff. Our look ahead, brought to you by the back experts. We've got a big Girls Division IV state final coming up on the air at 5 o'clock today. Fort Loramie at Berlin Island. Our look ahead brought to you by Huffer Chiropractic.
Your back and your entire body are designed with motion in mind. Motion is life. It boosts your energy level and immune system, and even affects how long you live. At Huffer Chiropractic in Jackson Center, we provide total wellness care to improve your quality of life.
What my wife and I and all five of our children really like and we believe in is that Huffer Chiropractic promotes a total wellness program.
Turn on your natural healing ability with wellness care from Huffer Chiropractic. An ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. At Huffer Chiropractic in Jackson Center.
And thanks so much to the Total Wellness Care coaching staff, Doctors Huffer, Hartle, and Elsaw at Huffer Chiropractic in Jackson Center. Amazing feat by the Anna Rockets, who win state championship number 2 in 3 years. Anna steamrolled through the district, regional, and the state tournament here. Winning their last several games by 29 points over Hamilton Baden, 64-35. By 10 over Miami East, 62-52. By 19 over Middletown Madison, 61-42. By 21 over Oroville, 80-59. And here in the state title game, just finished 20 minutes ago, 18 points over Columbus Afrocentric, 67-49. All of that after a very challenging sectional championship triumph against Versailles, 47-44, which should be a powerhouse next year in girls Division III basketball. Again, stay tuned. We've got girls Division IV state championship play for you coming up later on this afternoon on the air around 5, Fort Loramie against Berlin Highland. We've been on the air today thanks to a number of grand underwriting sponsors, Local Equipment and Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Sydney Body Car Star, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, In Between Tavern, south edge of Botkins, the Bluffton University MBA program, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Ruin Camp Farm Drainage in Fort Loramie, RPC Computers in Piqua, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Huffer Chiropractic in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, offering you the very best local sports page coverage around, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, spell H-E-M-P, John Hemp, for videography and for photography. Call on John Hemp, H-E-M-P, John Hemp Imagery. He will give you his very best shot. Gratitude as well to Frisch's, the new restaurant, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney at 2120 Michigan Avenue. At Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? On the air, thanks to these three Anna sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive, Trimworks, Inc. in Anna, specializing in quality staining, painting of interior doors and trim and installation. Call Dave and Denise Jones today at 604-5605. That's 937-604-5605. And Adams Tech Solutions of Anna, near McCartyville, reaching out to small businesses with computer network management, PC and computer repair, a remote management, custom builds, also repair of iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at your service. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. And thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, retail locations in Pemberton, New Knoxville, and Jackson Center. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. And Custom Foam Products, located on Tower Drive in Fort Loramie, also an underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck truly enjoyed it. We'll talk to our listeners again around 5 o'clock, Fort Loramie against Berlin Highland in a girls' Division IV state championship game upcoming as Anna wins title number 2 in girls' Division III play in the last three seasons, all of which took Anna to the final game in the state of Ohio. Today, Anna avenges last year's state championship game loss to Columbus Afrocentric.
Well, and the thing is, you know, with Jack Billing walking away, and you understand why he is, with his daughter graduating, kids playing, but the nice thing is he's not leaving the cupboard bare.
No.
Anna's got talent next year. A lot of coaches bail out when things are going to get tough. That's not what Jack Billing's doing. He's leaving for the right reason.
Avery Bensman, he is just a freshman this year. Krista Blankenship, a junior. Chandler Bensman, a sophomore. Kayla Bensman is a sophomore. Ellen Fote is a junior. Courtney Landis, a junior. Courtney Esser, a sophomore. Rachel Knopfsinger, just a junior. Tremendous careers turned in by these seniors, who include Emily Watercutter, Sydney Riock, Katie Niekamp, Natalie Billing, Kayla Blankenship, Kelly Amon, and Erica Huber, seniors for the Anna Lady Rockets, who bring home a state title, the second in 3 years for Anna girls basketball. Rhett Gish has been our scores broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you. We'll return shortly around 5 for Fort Loramie and Berlin Island state title game in Division 4. I'm reminding you that whether you're on the court, in class, or out in the community, you might think your attitude's a little thing, but it can make a big difference. Again, the Anna Rockets, magnificent today in bringing back to Shelby County their second state title in 3 years, defeating Columbus Afrocentric 67-49. 10 seconds to go. Meyer at midcourt. Dribble to Alex Baker. Foul line. Double team. Got to get Hart for a tray. Good! A high archer from 28 feet by Gebhardt. Beats the buzzer by a couple seconds.
Cannot beat boys and girls high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
On the giddy up, it's Elliott. She barges down the right side of the floor, then circles on top. And let's go a three, and she buries it. Oh, what a play by Christy Elliott.
And the three-pointers keep right on coming.
Goes to Baker, fall away three. Good! A 27-footer. Alex Baker, wow, how smooth is that?
And the smooth drives to the basket keep on coming too.
In the middle of Sargent, it's a cutter Spearman, all the way to the rim. Yes, and she's fouled. Lindsay Spearman knifes her way into the lane and drops in a deuce for Layman Kaplan. Bullet Kent splits a couple defenders around, two men up and in. Oh, what a depth play by Craig Bullet Kent. Rebound at Turner, outlet to Bonanza. Bonanza driving on the run, makes it in. Oh, what a play by Howard Bonanza, who has ignited Fort Loramie here tonight.
Join scoresbroadcast.com for all the exciting action featuring the Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Alex Meyer gets a screen and shoots a 27-footer. Yes! Yes! Wow, one three-pointer deserves another. Alex Meyer with four from three-point territory.
Well, I'll tell you what, that play just makes you smile. We don't have any rooting interest in who wins this game. That was just one heck of a play by Alex Meyer.
We love Shelby County League basketball fans.
Yes,
we are tremendous spectators. We have a passion for what we do. We really love it, and we're having a great time tonight.
And you, too, will have a great time listening to the big shots in the big games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's Greg Grant's going to drive. Jump stop in the lane. Takes it. Foul. Greg Francis with two dynamite driving plays in the lane. Foul on Booker.
Putting on a show right there, boy. Putting on a show.
52 maneuvers by Drake.